So friends, now let's understand what is promotional mix. We have been hearing about it for quite some time. As I mentioned, it has five nodes: advertising, sales promotion, personal selling, public relation, direct marketing. In the two additional nodes which I was talking about, one is a retail engagement and second is a digital engagement. Retail is between sales promotion and personal selling, because that is where the retail this thing actually happens, while the digital engagement is between direct marketing and advertising. So direct marketing is also now digitalized, created a digital engagement, etc. So moving on, essentially you must remember that this is a new age five elements of promotion mix with two nodes: retail engagement, which is generally put here after the sales promotion, and direct marketing. So there is a digital engagement put under direct marketing. So let's understand this gradually one by one. So what is advertising? We have earlier also seen, but essentially it's a mass. Mass means it reaches many people together, one-way communication from a product marketers to the target groups, from HUL or Nissan or say Nestle to the millions of Indian consumers, etc. So it's a mass one-way communication, creates brand, and you come to know, oh, this brand, you repeatedly, when you see that, same product, it not only builds the brand, it creates an awareness that you exist and what you stands for. It differentiates you. So essentially that communication has to differentiate you and trigger call of action. So differentiation is a must. So DHL, when communicates, they talk about high tech, or they talk about their assured fail safe delivery, etc. So that's what they create a differentiation. Nissan or say various product cars, they talk about either ruggedness. Mahindra, the ruggedness is their DNA, while Mercedes or say BMW may talk about luxury. So that's how you create a differentiation, defined as any paid form. So this is now the definition: any paid form, because you have to pay for it. Non-personal, because you cannot say that I am sending it to Mr. Hathi or you as an individual. So therefore it's a non-personal communication about an organization and its products, or about organization's product, services, or an idea. I gave you that example earlier. Identified sponsor. So it really identifies. So it may be about say Maggie, but who's a sponsor? You know that it's a Nestle. So therefore, you nowadays you see that at the end of every advertisement, the sponsor's name, that is company's name, also will come. So Lux communication gets over, but then HUL logo comes. So same way. So that's, you identify the sponsor. This is as per American Marketing Association. So moving on, what is it that advertising does? So let's understand. It's a design to communicate. Advertising is supposed to speak with the large audience. But why they do that? Why it has to do that? So to create first is awareness. Hey guys, I am there. I provide this solution. You have a backache, then move. You want a smooth shave, then Gillette. You need bread delight, then Amul butter. You need milk, Amul milk. So that's why you create that awareness. Amul masti chhas, when it comes to buttermilk, Amul masti comes to your mind. So that's a power. So they've created that awareness in my mind. I therefore then develop an image. I start seeing that brand again and again. I read about that company, I read about that brand. So it creates that favorable image. I may not have yet purchased, but when my need will come, when my need is there, if I recall, hey, I think I have heard a lot about buttermilk. Now today actually I am going out on a train, and how will I get a homemade buttermilk? And then suddenly you recall Masti. So the next station at the counter, you will ask for Amul Masti hai kya? So that's how you fulfill your need and achieve the brand differentiation. It differentiates you. That's a very critical part. It should stand out what you are different from the competition. It should communicate that way. Launch a new product. I have earlier also said, and if there is a new product coming in, then they have to launch it in a very effective way. So unit cost per exposure. Is very low. So you may have to spend 10 lakh rupees for a quarter page ad in the Times of India, but Times of India reaches to so many lakhs of people. So the cost for reaching one individual is considered to be lower for advertising. However, in our era, it was like that. But today in the digital era, this equation has changed. The digital takes that, pride. The cost of digital communication is far more cheaper than the advertising. it allows you to present a controlled message, because you have developed the message, you have chosen what you want to communicate to your target group. So it's a controlled communication. You are telling them what only you want to tell them. You are telling them what only you want them to know about you or about your product. And you pay only for the space. So you pay for the either the space acquired, the time taken. So broadcast is generally 30 seconds or a 10 second. The space on the magazine is full page, quarter page, etc. Or in the same is a newspaper, full page ad, get folder. There are special effects also nowadays in the newspaper, quarter page ad or some mini ads. So that's what you only pay for the space that you acquire. So that's about advertising. Now coming to sales promotion. What is sales promotion? Remember, don't get mixed up between promotion and promotion mix, etc. Sales promotion is a part of promotion mix, and therefore it has a distinction. Distinction is that it is a one-time inducement. It is a one-time quick inducement for making people, compelling people to acquire your product. Now, this may be for various reasons. It may be first-time purchase. It may be testing your product. It may be like trying your product first time. So various reasons for which they create this. It may be for a different customers. Somebody who sits on the fence, they know you, but they don't buy from you. They want more, testimonies to come in. They want more idea about your goodness of your product to still come to their mind or their, ears. So they are sitting on the fence. So you try to lure them that aaj ke diye ye offer hai, buy. So that's what is a sales promotion. So it can be done through tools like coupons, contests you created, or free sample distribution. You send Aqua on this number 565755 and get a free sample of Aqua soap. Those who do it, then they get a call, sir, we received your this thing, what's your address, and then you are delivered the free sample. So various ways. Different tools are utilized to communicate. They can be communicated in a different manner, and people can be engaged with your promotion offer, sales promotion offer. Okay, so that they take a quick decision, because it is supposed to be for the limited time. It is an exclusive offer for that particular period, and it is a price-wise or in terms of various things, it is like a never get, similar offer kind of a thing. So therefore, it creates that impact on the mind of the consumer that aaj le lo, abhi mauka hai. So that's what the sales promotion is all about. It can be classified essentially as a consumer promotion or a trade promotion. Consumer promotion, when I say, it probably includes also, it includes the product promotions also, because products are ultimately for the consumer. But here the focus is consumer. You have to lure the consumer. Consumer promotion is therefore defined as a end consumer side. Who is your final consumer? So you are trying to attract them and induce them. While the trade promotion is for your channel member, those who are in the middle before your actual sales takes place. You need to even do a promotion to them so that they buy more. When they buy more, they will naturally push it in the market more. When they push it even retailer level, you have to give some incentive, trade promotion, this thing. So that you often see that when you go and ask the trader will, saamne se batayega, sir, ye naya product aaya hua hai, sir, ye Nestle se naya aaya hua hai, sir, ye. So, sir, ispe bahut achhi offer hai. You may go and ask for some product, but he will tell you, sir, aaj ye le lo, ispe bahut achhi offer hai. So, it's like he is also trying to push that, because he has now purchased it. And only when he sells it, he makes some money. So, trade people are also given some promotional incentive. So, there can be consumer promotion as one aspect of a sales promotion or a trade promotion. Moving on, this is the third thing, a third element of the promotion mix that we are going to learn about, which is a personal selling. Personal selling is a one-to-one, repo-based selling, and there is no other indirect medium there. Indirect medium can create or facilitate two people coming face-to-face, but it's generally, as you say, face-to-face. Now, in the virtual world, it may be virtual face-to-face, but here, one person trying to convince a consumer, that's what is a personal selling. Is one-to-one relationship based, utilized to inform and induce the target customer. It's a most effective way, because you are able to get a lot of information, resolve your queries, etc. You build relationship and a rapport. It allows on the other end the salesman to tailor his speech. He realizes ye customer ko ye concern lagta hai, ya to ye customer discount wala lagta hai. He's smart, then he can read you. So he will accordingly tailor his speech delivery to you, and therefore he may also succeed at times. So, but expensive, because you have to have the people, you have to make them travel, you have to support them with lot of promotion offers, and so that the lead gets generated for them to pursue. So this all other aspects are not a replaceable. Personal selling needs a support of other promotion mix, but it's a very effective in, say, industrial products and many other such areas. Publicity, public relations, etc. Here, publicity is reaching out to your target audience through a media. Of course, media can be anything. Provide them some newsworthy info about the organization, about your new product, about your innovation, about your social initiatives, about... So, it's like when Apple is coming out, then they will inform that how that Apple, this new product is far superior, etc. They will inform what are the social initiatives that they've done. If that battery they use inside is a green battery, suppose, I'm just giving an example, then Apple will, public relation PR will shout on the top of it about Apple becoming green, you know. So that kind of, so they create a friendly this thing in the minds of the recipient, and they start innovation. If it's an innovative, then you talk a lot about innovativeness about your product. Media wants such news. So that's what is a role played by the public relation or a publicity guy. Social initiatives, if you are taking community service, so you are handling some NGOs and, you know, helping the kids or poor, etc., then those kind of news also are promoted by the public relation or a publicity department, so that people start seeing the value you create in the society. You are not only making money, you are creating value in the society. Defined as any form of non-paid commercially significant news. Non-paid commercially significant news about a company, its product or a service. Commercially significant means it should be newsworthy for the press to carry that, you know, in their medium. So that's what is commercially significant breaking news, as they say. And pehle kabhi nahi aisa kuch aaya tha. So that's what. So that's the publicity and PR. Advantage of this thing is when organization is able to really build a proposition, they get a large publicity support from various medias. It is available to you free of cost. You don't have to pay. Okay. However, one need to remember that it can be favorable or it can be unfavorable. You may think that if I convey this message, but it may turn out that media takes it differently, or you wanted to convey about the green battery, but some media smart found out ke bhai, for this you have to cut so many trees or something. I'm just a hypothetical example. Then they may report ke bhai, to produce green batteries for, say, Apple, 4 million trees have to be cut down over a period of 5 years or 3 years, etc. So then it becomes a unfavorable. Consumers, however, remember, believes what comes in the publicity, and they have a trust in the media, they have a trust in the news provider, etc. Therefore, they feel it's an independent medium, they believe it more. Goal of publicity is ultimately to mold the opinion. Publicity should be able to mold the opinion. So, as I told you, priority example earlier, I have been, you know, in my over 35 years and initial days, you remember, there was nothing like a Bisleri bottle. There was nothing like a bottle water. Yani. So, I have gaon-gaon mein kuma hoon, I have nal mein se paani piya hai, logo ke ghar mein diya hua paani piya hua hai. So, and nothing has still happened, you know. While today, if I look at in my house only, my daughter, the moment she is out of home, either she carries or she only drinks mineral water. So look at it, how that opinion has been molded. It works to protect the organization. So ultimately, though, sometime PR has to work, publicity has to protect the organization, the interest, the image of the organization and the brand. It is like the task is to find the free space, so to say, in the press media, online coverage, etc. Or the bloggers should pick up your newsworthiness, and then they start writing about yours, etc. Place into talk shows and all. So that's what you have to find a free space, you know, for your information to be released across masses. It's considered as a management function. So yeah, it is like a under management, and overall it is generally in most companies, it is on a top management. It works under top management, independent of marketing, because it is not supposed to get influenced. It is supposed to help marketing. So that's a publicity. Public relation ensures bonding. Ultimately, the role they have to play, like what you see about Tata. You know, I know so much about goodness of Tata Group of companies. So in disaster, in need, etc., how this company comes forward and supports the masses. So this is possible because I have read so much about. That's a function of a publicity. So I have a bonding. You know, whenever calamity comes or whenever this thing will happen, House of Tata will come forward, or say Aditya Birla Group will come forward. You know, they will do needful for the masses, etc. So that's a bonding that they create between the various stakeholders and the organization. Stakeholders, when I say, it starts with the shareholders, the creditors, the vendors, the consumers, various you know, bodies attached with the organization. A goodwill, ultimately it creates a goodwill and builds my image about your organization, giving various exposures. So they have to create exposures, they have to create worthy, newsworthy stories, which is information feed to a stakeholders. So publicity is one of the aspects of public relations. It comes under overall public relation is a larger concept. Publicity comes under that. It is through public relation what you do to promote the newsworthy this thing is a publicity. Direct marketing. So if you have to understand direct marketing, here excluding all the intermediaries, you try to reach out to your target customers directly and sell your product or a service. Okay, so how does it happen? It has to start with the database that you have obtained about your consumers. So you start with, today you see many places you give immediate permissions to subscribe to newsletter, or you allow the permissions for your contacts to be used, etc. So that's an indirect permission that you use given to the sponsor to use your database. Now therefore they acquire your name, number, maybe email. Okay, having done that, then they try to communicate to you through email, through SMS, etc. So that's how they directly try to provide you an offer. And when you reach that, you know, when you click the link or when you grab that offer or when you send an SMS, as mentioned, SMS, you know, acquire to 56575 and avail free sample. And when you do that, you have responded. So it's a two-way. It's a direct engagement with the target customers to get the business directly from him, avoiding the intermediary. So that's how the Mway, Tupperware, etc. work. I'm not talking about the marketing format, because Tupperware or the Mway is a multi-level marketing, but that's about the format. But it's a direct marketing. That's what I'm trying to convey. Change in the society that it has brought, and what is leading to the direct marketing more getting popular is like urbanization, double income, time optimization. So convenience has become so critical for every individual and every house member. Working women also needs freedom and some liberty, some relaxations, etc. So in such case, digital tools are facilitating direct marketing. She can, while traveling in a car, order on Mway. She doesn't have to stop or buy from any shop or any medical store, etc. So this is how that direct marketing, with the help of digital engagement, digital platforms, creates a different world. You can use direct mailer, traditional, but today emails are the foundation of direct marketing success. Inserts in the newspapers, again a very traditional approach. However, in the new age, you have digital and online tools, okay, which offers a lot of opportunity to directly. So that is known as a direct response marketing, because in that Insta ad which you see, no more, if you click no more, it takes you to a microsite, and that microsite probably gives you more information and maybe a form to submit. When you click that, name, number, telephone, email ID is submitted, so that somebody will reach out to you and ask you for the demonstrations, etc. Okay, however, DM is considered as an intrusion. So what the problem is, the DM is, it's an intrusion, and it comes to me not necessarily at the time that I want. It repeatedly keeps coming to me. Okay, data obsolescence, etc., often neglected. I may not see it because that's not something that, you know, I want to see it at that particular point of time, or not needed by me, etc. It is not personal. I don't consider, though it is coming to me in my email or in my mobile, but I don't consider it as a personal communication to me, so I tend to ignore. We need to understand the digital engagement. So that is what one aspect that I have been talking about. So in the new age, you know, what is required is all this social media, mobile apps, etc. Kiosk in the shop. When you go, you have a kiosk to look for the item you want to buy, where it is available, cost, etc. The various packaging size it is available and all. So you can study this through a kiosk. And many kiosks you can directly order also. So when you order it, you have to go to the delivery counter to pick it up. So that's a digital engagement, the power of digital tools. Helps you to have more opportunity to communicate and remind and remain engaged with the customers. So you release it again and again, customer will today, tomorrow will see it. Yani it offers you, prompts him the direct demonstration or, you know, offer available today, that kind of thing. So that he gets into, at least he will look more about your information and all. Less expensive than the traditional advertising, the reach, as I told you, the cost of reaching this is lesser than the advertising or any other media. Okay, so that's about the digital engagement. It's a digital tool has brought a lot of interaction possibilities, a lot of entertainment value into it. It allows you to give a feedback. Okay, you like, dislike, etc. You write to them, etc. Most crucial for ensuring marketing success. So what is critical is marketing objective is to reach out far and wide and from there get maximum people to respond to you. Earlier in the traditional, once you release the advertisements, you were not knowing and people were buying your product, you would only know from the volume. But now in the digital, this thing, you are able to know from the hit rate, unique visitors, various things. So you are able to tweak your approach to get the maximum benefit. Digital engagement is placed therefore between direct mailer and the advertising, as it is feasible to have digital engagement as digital response advertisement. So in the advertisement also, you see the television ad will tell you download this today and get so much, download Swiggy, get 50% off on first order or lens card, etc. So it's a digital response, you know, so you immediately probably those who download will get a response. The Flipkart or that lens card will get a response because after this TVC got broke, so many people downloaded, my download rate has gone up, etc. So that's a monitoring aspect of digital direct response or a digital engagement. Retail engagement, that also I have covered in that framework which I gave you. So retail engagement is all about how you keep an engagement with the customer. It is closer to the sales. So sales, when it is happening, how are you connecting with the consumer? So therefore it is put under the sales promotions, and it is also facilitates innovative ways of personal selling. So here the innovative ways of personal selling, because retail engagement, you can either demonstrate retail engagement, you can either pursue, you can offer solutions to the consumers, etc. So there are various ways of personal selling opportunity can be created. It's in the shop. Now, how you utilize that opportunity is a retail engagement. Big poster, merchandise, messages, testimonies, etc. is also part of it. And it, you have to ultimately engage your consumer. You know, they should feel that there is a worth, value in your brand or the offer, etc. Retail engagement to be looked at from the narrow perspective of making visiting person visiting your location. He should engage with your brand or the offer, as the case may be. So that's a concept of retail engagement. So we come to now stage of understanding role of promotions in business. How does promotion help in any business? So let's understand this. Advertising and the promotion mix, which is advertising is a part of promotion mix, as I told you. So promotion mix plays a different role. So what are those roles played by the various promotion mix? So it's a marketing role. We look at what as a marketing they can help, what is a communication they can help, what is a economic role that it can play, and what is a societal role this particular promotion mix can play. So we will now understand distinct role that a promotion plays in any business. First is the marketing role. How promotion plays a marketing role. So in any business, it is very critical that you must attract first the customers. You make them loyal by retaining them over a period. So this is what marketing creates for you. Marketing creates this by doing what? Provides an exchange worthy value. There is something that customer likes to exchange with you. So that's what either the when I buy a very high-end car means I am getting a status. I acquire a status because looking at my car, people will think, oh, this person is moved up in life. So there are various, there are active or a passive values that you create about the product and the brand, and then you advertise. You advertise it for awareness. You bring awareness. Hey guys, I am there. I stand for this. I promise you this at this rate. Okay. And that will initially, then you come with offers like, you know, ab refill pack mein, ab 20% jada, etc. So that makes the consumer buy repeat. So that's what is a repeat purchase. So that's the first role. A role is to enable the exchange. As I just gave you that example, exchange of a value is a very crux of it, because that exchange value will have to first satisfy the need that a customer has. Customer should feel that you have the solution. Okay, and that solution will satisfy my want. So I have a need. I have a need because suppose the guy who's selling in chawl will may have a need that he should chawl should remain proper till he's alive. Want maybe, yaar ek 1 BHK flat mera ho jaye na. So that's a want. I am hungry. Need is some food is there given to me or I get a food. Want is yaar lekin main ya to burger mil jaye na. So that's a want. So that's the difference. Marketing has to create more of a want so that people move from the need to the want. When the moment they strike the need, it should elevate them to the want. So therefore, they will come to you. Create product awareness. So all about the product people should know. So that's what is a role promotion does as a marketing role. Helps in attracting and retaining loyal customers. I have discussed earlier. New products. So they have to also create an awareness about new product coming. So that's a teaser ad, etc. Or the feature reach that this product is going to be. So that's how they lure customers. They want them to wait till you are launched, not to buy other product, etc. Comparisons and all. So during launch time, you also often compare. Competitive differentiation is a crux of it. Last but not the least, it should every time stand you different from the competition. It should convey to people, how are you different? What is that that is different in you from the competition? So that's a critical role that a marketing plays. Communication role. Let's understand the role of communication in promotions in business. So promotion has four roles. First, we have discussed marketing role. Now, communication role. Persuasive communication. Ultimately, you are doing this advertising or any other promotion mix based communication that you do when you use that vehicle, etc., or the medium. What you are trying to deliver is a content, and you try and engage the consumer. You tell them, hey guys, I have come, I am new, and this is new about me. So consumer get engaged. Oh yeah, I have come with this solution. So Band-Aid ek zamane mein solution tha, yaane. Otherwise, in our kid days, hum gire, humko laga, matti laga diya, and we moved on. But new age women or mother, they attracted. Bachche ko kuch lag gaya, Band-Aid lagao. So that's how the Band-Aid has come in. So they offered a communication, a solution through a communication. So just shifted people. मट्टी नहीं लगाने का देन मदर स्टार्टेड टेलिंग मट्टी नहीं लगाने का ओके घर पे आने का आई विल पुट अ बैंडेड फॉर यू सो दैट्स व्हाट इज द पावर ऑफ अ कम्युनिकेशन अलाउ स्प्रेड ऑफ वर्ड अबाउट द प्रोडक्ट एंड सर्विसेज यू हैव टू गो फार एंड वाइड कंज्यूमर्स यू नो काइंड ऑफ कनेक्ट द बायर विद द सेलर सेलर इज ट्राइंग टू थ्रू अ कम्युनिकेशन कनेक्ट विद द बायर इन अ टारगेट मार्केट ग्रुप टारगेट ग्रुप द स्पेसिफिक पीपल नेचर ऑफ पीपल or a segments that you want to reach out to, because they only will understand, they only will see the value in you that you are offering, and therefore they will come to buy your product or a service. So that's a communication mix. So further this thing, use a collective power of other mediums. So when you use multiple medium together, you use advertising, you use sales promotion, you use personal selling, it creates a collective competitive effect which will really stand you apart and grab more from the consumers. Okay, overall it helps you to create an awareness. So how this is happening is that collective power of medium. So when you use, what it does, it creates an awareness, it creates a positive image or the position. What is important is the position gets created. It's a distinct, non-replaceable set in the mind. Okay, and it therefore drives or motivates the consumers to purchase your product and repeatedly purchase your product. So that is the power of a collective power of a communication. So that's the role communication plays. Economics role. So how does promotion help in economy. That's what. It, of course, lifts the demand, increases the sales. So, not only that particular consumer benefit, not only the particular manufacturer benefits, but increasingly more tax is paid to the government, etc. So, the government gets more fund. So, that's how overall it leads to that increase in demand and supply sale. Demand generated by advertising helps in even economies of scale. So, today I was just making 100. Now, because of demand got generated, I'm making 150. My fixed cost and other costs remain same. So, I am able to, now the cost of goods sold is coming down. My sale price remains same. So, what is happening? My profitability improves. Competition helps in price control. So, you create a very tough competition. So, the price control do not happen. So, inflation is under check. It helps end consumers. And aspiration builds desires for better lifestyle. So, overall marketing through communication, etc., builds the desire for a better lifestyle. People strive to acquire the desired lifestyle. So, it will create a value proposition in the economy. It will boost demand. It will boost ancillary demand, accessory demands, etc., service demands. And overall, there is a growth in the economy that will happen. So, that's an economic role. Consumers get value. Finally, consumer gets the value for money. So, one in the better competitive price, because competition is exerting pressure, you are encouraged to give more value to the customer. So, at the end, customer gets a very good offer, you know, so to say. Besides that, regularity of the sales protects the manufacturer. As he gets an assured demand or assured pickup from the market, he is assured that he can continue to produce, he will survive in the business. Ultimately, goodwill gets created. Goodwill leads to the loyalty, because repeated purchase, repeated engagement, repeated success rate of your engagement. And therefore, customer will start relying on you more and more. For him, switching is now difficult. So, that's what is the economics role. A societal role, they contribute in various ways. Advertisement, all said and done, there may be many negatives, but advertisement communication has helped in sensitizing society towards various social issues. I remember starting from my age where the dowry was discouraged. Now today, inequality, child labor, polio, and various other aspects they promote, they communicate. So, society gets more. Today, even one aspect, you will know the use of sanitary pad by women. So, that is what is advertisers are promoting. Okay. So, that's what is the power of societal role that an advertising plays. Helps in creating a shift. Shift may be positive, shift may be negative. The example of a positive shift is given. Encouragement for the blood donation, organ donation. I have now registered with so many sites for my organ donation, which otherwise I was apprehensive about. Negative means quit smoking. So, that's a negative reason. Quit tobacco. So, that way they also negatively they influence, you know, my mind. Besides this, the growth in the advertising industry itself, this growth, this industry itself will create a lot of employment, many ancillary industry will benefit, etc. So, it is overall helps the society by keeping the unemployment lower. So, that's a societal role that a promotion plays in any business. Okay. So, friends, with this we end chapter 1, which was nothing but a fair introduction about advertising and promotion. I hope you got a complete perspective. Thank you.